In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says suburbia is where they tear out the trees and then name streets after them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Need to bring you up to date on a couple of very quick things here. First of all, we have a new Secretary of Agriculture. Bush, of course, appointed a part-time or a fill-in secretary. He's now gone, and President Bush just named former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Schaefer, as the new agriculture secretary. He was a former governor of the state of North Dakota. We won't go into a lot of detail on that now. In the meantime, yesterday, and I went home and watched Fox News and CNN, and I thought, I'll find out what they did on the Law of the Sea Treaty. No, I knew I wouldn't find out. But we do know what happened. The United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty is now headed to the full Senate for ratification. Now, let's don't say for ratification. Let's just say it is now headed to the full Senate. Whether or not they ratify it, and hopefully they don't, but the measure passed the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday by a 17-4 vote. Now, it takes a two-thirds vote to get approval or to ratify this thing. It only takes 34 no votes to kill it. But it's going to be a close call either way. Let's realize this Law of the Sea Treaty is going to grant United Nations control over the seas. 70% of the planet is under oceans, and the UN's going to be able to tell us what we can do there now. Now, they say that, oh, they changed enough in this thing, now it is all right. Clinton made changes, and now we've made changes. And they had people come in that had worked on those changes and testified before the Senate. And I'll bet not one single senator said, I've got the treaty here, show me in here, point out where it says what you are telling us. Because these people will come in, they'll tell the Senate something, and it's what the treaty says that counts, and 10, 15, 20 years from now, these same senators won't be there. The people that discussed the treaty won't be there, but that treaty will be there forever and ever and ever and ever. Now, the only thing that really stays around forever and ever and ever and ever is precious metals. Unless they are melted down and made something else out of them, but the metal is still there forever and ever and ever. Now, an interesting thing happened here. I've been kind of interested in precious metals for a long time. And I remember when the Hunt brothers, and I kind of got to admire the Hunt brothers. Remember, they tried to capture the soybean market, and then they tried to capture the silver market, and silver went up to $50 an ounce, and then it came back down to $7 an ounce, and I thought, you know, it'll never get cheaper than $7 an ounce. And I bought some Engelhart bars. And then it went down to $4, and it stayed down around $4, so it seemed like eternity. And I took my Engelhart bars and melted them and had this done into silver dollars and had my picture on them. And you say, you know, you have to be kind of an egotistical, radical son of a gun in order to have your picture on a coin because, you know, that's left up for Caesar and folks like that. But my picture said, Dre Brownfield speaking as a farmer to the farmer, for the farmer, from the farm. And it said 0.999999% pure silver on the thing. Well, anyway, the silver market now has gone back up. But interestingly enough, and I've kind of been a follower of Theodore Butler. Now, most people don't know who Theodore Butler is. I don't really know who he is, but he's been into this silver thing for a long time, and he gets a newsletter out. And he said, and here's what the deal is. If you buy gold, you can, let's say you take $100,000 and buy $100,000 worth of gold, you could carry it home. It wouldn't weigh but maybe 10 pounds. I don't know what it weighs. But anyway, it would be something you could handle. If you buy $100,000 worth of silver, you're going to have hundreds of pounds of silver. All right? Now, most people that live in an area where they can't go out in 10,000 acres and bury 500 pounds of silver and know where it is, would have to leave that silver someplace else. In fact, it would cost quite a bit just to take delivery on a ton of silver, let's say. But there are a lot of people buy silver in that amount. So Chase Manhattan Bank, we have other banks that do this, and the mainest one on this whole thing is Stanley Morgan. They're the ones that got caught with their britches down. But they sell this silver. Let's say you're going to buy a bunch of silver. And you say, I don't have any way to take possession of that silver. I'm just going to leave it there with you. And so Stanley Morgan would store the silver. And they would pay, the individual that owned the silver would pay rent or, you know, pay storage on that, on the place to leave that silver, as well as pay for insurance on the silver. Well, this Theodore Butler in his newsletter said, I don't know whether they've got that silver or not. He said, everybody that takes my newsletter, you need to call Stanley Morgan and tell them you want, and I remember it very well, my Engelhart bars had a serial number on them. He said, call Stanley Morgan and tell him you want to know the serial numbers on your silver. Well, Stanley Morgan hum-hawed around, and Butler says, hey, this just shows right now they don't have that silver. So anyway, there was a lawsuit, and it was a class action lawsuit. And we saw that 22,000 people had silver stored there at Stanley Morgan. And apparently the silver's not there. So what it amounted to is that Stanley Morgan didn't plead guilty. But in final oral arguments in the class action settlement between Morgan Stanley and 22,000 other clients involving costs associated with the storage of precious metals, the parties have agreed to settle terms. Morgan Stanley will pay several million dollars and promise to revise their precious metal storage process. However, there is no admission of any wrongdoing. They didn't do anything wrong. They just sold silver they didn't have and charged you storage for it. But stay tuned. It gets better. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist
Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Now, I was just discussing with you what Stanley Morgan did with the silver deal. Apparently, they were selling silver they didn't have, charging storage for it. Not only storage, but charging insurance on it. They didn't plead guilty to anything. They just said they would they'd change the way they handled their precious metal storage. And they're going to pay some 22,000 clients that had silver that was non-existent stored there. The interesting thing is here, and a while ago I said, it gets better. You can't believe this. In the court documents summarizing the proposed settlement, one of Morgan Stanley's defenses was this. They were not doing anything unusual by charging storage on metal that didn't exist. They said this is a widespread industry practice. Now, I have a friend, a gentleman that I know pretty well. His name is George Young, and he was doing exactly the same thing with cattle in a feedlot. They were selling cattle that didn't exist, putting them in a feedlot, and he's now doing time in a federal prison. But Morgan Stanley, they didn't do anything wrong. I have with me today Craig Smith, who knows a lot about precious metals. Craig is the president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUICOIN. Craig, what do you think of that?
Well, Derry, like you just reported to your listeners, I think the most revealing part about it is, as you said in the court documents, and I'm very well aware of this case, you know, Morgan Stanley argued in their filings that there were no violations of the law, there were no defaults, and there was no failure to perform or deliver the precious metals. And what's amazing about that is that they clearly were in violation, in my opinion, of the law. I mean, if you tell me, Craig, I'm sending you $10,000, go out and buy me a pickup truck, and I take the $10,000 and go invest it in whatever cattle futures like Hillary did, I am breaking my fiduciary obligation to you, Derry. And how Morgan Stanley got away with this without having to pay, I mean, they only paid $4.4 million in fines. I mean, this, you know, Wall Street pays billions of dollars of fines every year I'm surprised they just let him off with a slap on the wrist like this. So apparently this is a widespread practice on Wall Street, which once again bolsters my position that whenever you buy precious metals, you take physical delivery of them within a week or so of the time that you make the payment, and take nothing less than that if you're going to be involved in these markets.
See, I can't imagine. I can understand why people do it. I have a good friend that's a rancher, and he's taken possession of a lot of precious metals. And ranchers, farmers, people with a lot of land have places to put stuff like this. But someone living on Wall Street, for example, what would they do with $500,000 worth of silver?
Well, that's a great point, Derry. I mean, if you're living in an apartment on the 56th floor in downtown Manhattan, it's rather difficult to bury your silver. But there are other options out there available to you. One of them is an...
Okay, hey, let's take a break, and we'll go into those options right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Craig Smith, President and CEO of SwissAmerica.com, you were just about to tell me that there are other options. What do you do if you buy precious metals? And gold is one thing, because gold, you know, it comes in a much smaller package for the amount of money you spend. But say you were buying silver, and you were going to have a gob and a bunch of it, and you don't have any place to put it. You said there are other options. What are those options?
Well, like, for example, Derry, one of them is what's referred to as an exchange-traded fund. You actually, show you how it works, so let's say gold, I'll use gold as an example. Let's say gold is at $800 an ounce. One share of that fund is worth $80. Same thing with silver. It's one-tenth of what the price of silver is. And the metal physically sits in a vault somewhere, and it's traded on a daily basis on the stock market. Another way, and like in your case, you could have bought 1,000 ounce what are called COMEX, which stands for the commodity exchange.
Right.
COMEX tradable bar. You could have them physically delivered to Iron Mountain Depository, which is a big depository in downtown New York, or you could have it delivered to Brinks or Wells Fargo's storage or a private storage, and then they will send you what's called a fungible or non-fungible warehouse receipt, which shows that Derry Brownfield at Brinks has a bar with this serial number on it deposited there on in, under his name, and you own that bar. So if you ever wanted to take possession of that bar, Derry, you'd send the receipt in. They go pick your bar out of the vault and ship it to you.
Okay, but don't you think that they did exactly the same thing with Stanley Morgan?
No, it's Morgan Stanley.
Yeah,
I don't mean to correct you, but...
No, but I had it written down here, Rob.
Okay.
It is Morgan Stanley.
But see, with Morgan Stanley, I don't know what they did because I haven't looked at their books. It would cause me to have to speculate. But if I was to speculate, I would say that they were specking the market. They were selling silver, and they were waiting for the market to drop. And if they had to buy it back, they'd buy it back at a lower price and make delivery. Now, this is very similar to what the gold antitrust action and Bill Murphy has suggested has been occurring in a little bit different fashion with gold. These banks went out and leased gold and used it. And now the gold price has doubled or tripled since they've done so, and now they're in a pickle. It's the same thing with Morgan Stanley. And I think the thing that concerns me, Derry, is you know as well as I do, you buy gold or you buy silver or platinum or palladium for economic problems. You, if there's a crisis in America, if the banks freeze up, if the money freezes up, you want to be able to go to your gold and silver. In this case, Derry, let's say Morgan Stanley had huge internal problems and they couldn't make delivery of things. You couldn't get to that metal in a time of crisis. And that's why you made a great point. I want to seize on this in the opening statement. Ted Butler says this. You quoted Ted, and he's right about this. With gold, you can put $100,000 worth of gold in a briefcase. You can't put $100,000 worth of silver in a briefcase. That's why we're big proponents of owning gold coins. Now, if you want silver, you can buy numismatic silver coins, and I can show you a way to put $100,000 worth of silver numismatic coins in two briefcases. Maybe not one, but two briefcases. So there are options, Derry. And I think what's important for people to understand with this dollar continuing to drop, with oil at $95 a barrel, Derry, can you imagine $95 a barrel? It is going to be high time for the average person to consider owning metals if you're not already owning them, because this dollar does not have a very bright future, Derry.
No, and I think, this is my personal opinion, which isn't worth very much, but I think the powers that be that are behind this, and I think it's the World Bank with their International Monetary Fund, I think they're pushing that dollar down on purpose.
Oh, well, look, part of it we're doing on our own volition, because we continue to drop interest rates. And I mean, we've got the dollar trading. Derry, listen to these numbers. We have a dollar trading at 144.5, $1.44.5 per 1 euro. A Canadian dollar now costs us $1.05 US. But here's the more frightening number. Today, Derry, and I just checked it just before we went on the air, $1 equals 10.6 pesos in Mexico. Now, here's what's fascinating about that. Years ago, it was 150 or 180 pesos per dollar. Here's what's fascinating. If we ever get to parity with the peso, which people could say, oh, that'll never happen. Hey, we're only 10 clicks away from it now. Then you have the setup for the Amero to immediately be put into the North American Union. And next thing you know, you have two world currencies, a Euro and an Amero. And then how does China fit into that equation with their yuan? How does Russia fit into it with the ruble? Derry, you know, you and I have talked for years, but I got to tell you something. I've never been more concerned about what I see happening with the dollar. You know, Merrill Lynch the other day put a memo out to their big clients, and I don't know if you heard about it, Derry. It didn't make the national news.
Well, nothing makes the national news anymore.
Well, basically, the Financial Times reported this, and I'm going to quote the Financial Times. Listen to this, Derry. According to a Merrill Lynch note to clients, we're in the beginnings of a global readjustment that will end the dollar's dominance as the gold standard currency for the world's economies. Listen to this final statement. The dollar is likely entering a long, slow decline followed by a crash. Now, that's not Derry Brownfield saying that. That's not Craig Smith, who's been in the precious metals business for 30 years. That is Merrill Lynch, the largest stockbroker in the world, is saying that it will likely end in the dollar's crash. Matter of fact, doesn't say likely. The dollar is likely entering a long-term slow decline followed by a crash.
Well, we know that things are changing very rapidly right before our very eyes. Craig, I owe my stations about a 10-second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. As you know, I talk to Derry once a month about geopolitical and economic events that are unfolding around the world and the United States of America. And probably the most underreported story of 2007 will not be Hillary Clinton doing this or that with the Chinese and getting money from dishwashers, or Rudy Giuliani having several marriages. No, it's going to be the fact that the United States dollar, the U.S. dollar, the gold standard of international economies, soon might be second place to Japanese yen, Swiss franc, euro dollar, and possibly may even be melded into an Amero, where we don't even have a U.S. dollar anymore. Oil prices are responding accordingly, going to $95 a barrel. You have situations that readjustments are occurring even in Saudi Arabia, where they have not raised their interest rates, lowered our interest rates when we lowered their interest rates, we lowered our interest rates. It's a mess, folks. Well, what I did a few months ago is put together a course on gold, a course, that's right, just like a college education course on the dollar, on stocks, on bonds. And for the first time, you can actually sit down in the privacy of your home, pop this DVD into your DVD player, and in a half an hour be taught about the fundamentals of a dollar crash, the fundamentals of a stock market. I'll show you seven leading forces that are affecting the price of gold and the price of the U.S. dollar. It's an amazing opportunity for you to sit down in the privacy of your home without anybody bugging you, learning about what's happening with our economy and how you can protect your family's life savings, your farms, your education account for your children. All those things are so important to us in the financial world. So pick up a phone and dial 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Tell the receptionist that you'd like to get a copy of Gold 101. Tell them that you were listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. They'll get it right out to you. There's no obligation. It has a beautiful little booklet that'll go with it that will walk you through these various steps. It will walk you through the growing commodity demand, the real-world inflation that we face, the falling U.S. dollar, the geopolitical uncertainties that we face. It will talk to you about the ETFs. It'll talk the exchange-traded funds, internet trading, coin collecting, all the various things that you, like many other people, have had questions on for years. We sit down in 30 minutes and answer each one of those questions. So I encourage you, either go to SwissAmerica.com and go to the links and they'll show you how to get a copy of it, or call 800-289-2646, or if you're in the car, just remember 1-800-BUYCOIN.
And we have returned. Craig, going into the commercial break, you were talking about, and I didn't quite get this, and I'd like to have you repeat it. You said the dollar is worth a little over 10 pesos, right?
That's correct.
Okay, 10 years ago, is that what you said, 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, that's the rate today. I don't remember if it's 10 or 15 years ago, okay, but it was in the hundreds to one.
Several hundred.
Right. I can look it up real quick.
No, don't do that. So, but the point is, I was visiting with a fellow today. We were old stockyard buddies, and he was in the stockyards. He said in 1957, I believe it was, he said he could go to the store there at the stockyards, and we used to talk about stockyards, the major stockyards now. We're talking about the river markets. They always call them a city within a city, because in the exchange building, or like in St. Louis, St. Louis National Yards was not in St. Louis. It was in National City. They had their own police force, everything. But anyway, he said, I could go to the store there and I could buy a pair of Wrangler jeans for $4.05. And I don't know what Wrangler jeans are today, but what are they? $45-$50 a pair, are they not?
I haven't bought a pair recently, but that wouldn't surprise me.
No. So, and then Merrill Lynch, you just said, is calling for a dollar crash.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, hell, that's not a good thing, that's not a good question. Is the Amero inevitable?
You know, I was asked that question the other day. I was just asked it by a producer over at the Glenn Beck Show. I'll be on his TV show this afternoon.
Oh, really?
And you know something, Derry? As much as I don't want to say this, I think it is inevitable unless the American people really step up to the pump and reject this North American Union and reject the SPP, you know, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Look, I know the concept behind it, and I think the some of the people that are pushing for it, you know, you got to assume that their intentions are honorable. But they've made a mistake. They think if we can combine Mexico's cheap labor force with our technology and capital markets, along with Canada's natural resources, we'll have a trading block here, a North American trading block, that can compete against anything like China or any of these nations. The flaw with it is that the American people, what makes America great is our sovereignty, our freedoms, our liberties. We have liberties and freedoms like no other nation in the world. And we're going to have to submit some of those to Canada in their socialized processes up there and in Mexico, where they still think like they're back in the 15th century. I mean, that could cripple America. And look, I don't think it's the end of the world. America is strong. We'll survive anything. But I can assure you of this. It's going to hurt the middle class in America. It won't hurt the super rich or the super poor, Derry, it's going to destroy the middle class in America. And in my opinion, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, Derry, the strength of this nation is our middle class. The strength of this nation is are the hardworking people that go to work every day. They pay their taxes. They raise their families. They go to church. They take care of the poor. They're the most charitable people in the world. That group of people may be eliminated because when you're poor, you can't help people when they need food or medicine. And the super rich, they're going to be looking to try and protect their money. I'm just very concerned about it. And again, I don't think it's the end of the world, Derry, but to go back to your initial question, yeah, the Amero is probably inevitable unless the American people step up, like we did on Dubai Ports deal, and say, no, we refuse to let this happen. Like we did on the immigration bill, no, you will not give amnesty to 20 million illegals that broke our law. It's time for the American people to get engaged. The good news is we are being engaged. We beat the Dubai Port deal. We beat the illegal immigration bill. And we need to stay engaged in the process and not quit.
I agree with most of what you said. You said I may not agree. The one thing that I don't agree with you with is you said I think their intentions are probably honorable. I don't. I think they're out to form a one-world government, and they're going to do it come hell or high water.
Well, and you're probably right, Derry, but you know me. I mean, we talk off the air. I'm the eternal optimist. I want to find the good in everybody. Okay, sometimes, it's kind of like for years, these powers behind the scenes, I've always thought that, you know, they don't think they're evil. They think they're doing the world good. They think they can bring peace and unity and harmony. But you and I know, because we're students and the lovers of the Bible, that the Bible says that will never happen because it's just not the nature of man. I mean, somebody's always thumping somebody else over the head, and that creates a response where that person thumps the other person over the head. It's just how human beings are. And so, look, I thought about this long and hard, Derry, the other night, because, you know, I have young children. They're 23 and 28 now.
Hey, when they get 53, you'll still think they're your they're little kids.
But, you know, Derry, I really am concerned about their future. And I've sat down with both my girls, and I've talked to them about it. And you know, the one has a home now, and the other one's thinking about buying a home, and they both have good jobs, and, you know, they got retirement plans, and, you know, dad has taught them how to save money and to live within their means, and I got to tell you, Derry, I'm concerned for my kids, and I don't really show them my deepest concerns because I don't want them to walk around all bummed out. But, Derry, we're at a crossroads here as a country. And if the government is not going to make the right decisions, then the only thing the citizens can do is protect themselves, and that is diversifying some of your money into metals, getting yourself out of debt, making sure that you got your home paid for, and taking those steps that you can be independent if a crisis hits. Because Hurricane Katrina, we saw when the damage gets bad enough, they can't do anything. I was caught in the wildfires, Derry, in California. I have a place in Solana Beach. We were evacuated on Tuesday, when the fires broke out. I realize that natural disasters, at certain points, you can't do anything but get the heck out of the way. Same thing with financial disasters, and we should be prepared for them.
You know, you mentioned you didn't want to tell your kids, I can't quote you exactly, but anyway, you don't want to tell them everything because you didn't want them bummed out. Hey, I think we need to be realistic. And this is one reason that I'm as unpopular as I am in many areas, because people just don't want to hear the truth.
No, you're right, Derry. I mean, look, when you learn the truth, it demands action on behalf of the person that heard it. And most people don't want to make decisions. They don't want to have to say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. They don't want to take action. I mean, so they'd rather be in denial. It's a classic case of denial. It's going to all be okay. Everything's going to be all right. I'm not going to worry about it.
Go ahead. Finish.
It's kind of like the gospel, Derry. When you know the truth of the gospel, it demands a decision on behalf of the person that hears it. And that's why most people don't even want to hear what the Bible has to say, because it would demand action on their behalf to get some things straight in their life.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, fellas. Now, what I'm asking, I think, is what you're talking about. When did Clinton bail out Mexico? That had to do with money. And second question, United Kingdom and Britain and England, they're in there clear up to their eyebrows. They want to break us, and they're going to do it. Okay, I'll listen.
Well, we've bailed a lot of countries out in the past. I mean, South America is a perfect example. I mean, we bailed Venezuela out years ago, and now Hugo Chavez is one of our big enemies. I don't really understand the unnatural. I wrote about this in my column, Derry. The unnatural affection that all administrations, Carter, to some small extent, Reagan, because he passed a bill that legalized immigrants. Then Clinton's and the Bushes have with Mexico. I just don't really get it. Now, I guess if I had to just look at it in a macro sense, it's probably because they have the Campeche oil fields down there, and we are so dependent on them for the shortfall of oil that we get from Mexico. But we did bail out Mexico. We've bailed out other South America. And sometimes bailouts make sense because we have a business interests in there. But there is some unnatural relationship that's been developed with Mexico. I've never been able to pinpoint just exactly what's happening, Derry, but I know it's not good for us, because when you got Vicente Fox over here saying, our people should have rights here, wherever a Mexican is Mexico, that's a frightening prospect. And look, I'm not being xenophobic. I'm just telling you that name my company, Swiss America. I used to go to Switzerland, Derry. I used to have offices there. Do you know they wouldn't let me own land there, Derry? I can only lease an office because I'm not a Swiss national.
You can't own land in Australia unless you have X number of dollars to prove that you're going to be there and stay there.
That's right. But Bank of America will make a loan to an illegal immigrant to buy a house in America. It's insane. I mean, it's really insane when you think it through, Derry.
I refer to a lot of this as ignorance gone to seed, but I'll tell you what, there's more of it going to seed today than I have ever seen in my 75 years.
Yeah, and you wonder where it all ends. I mean, look, we had a stock market crash in 1929 and we came through it. I mean, I talk about this all the time. We got through a revolutionary war.
You say we came through the stock market crash of 29, but hey, a lot of people didn't.
No, you're right, but the nation recovered.
The nation recovered, but not with this. It's kind of like the old fella said, what's going on? And the old timer said, well, same old thing, just different people doing it.
Yeah.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. I've been asked to make an announcement, and I will do that. There's going to be a meeting on the National Animal Identification System in Montgomery City this evening at 6 o'clock at the Lions Club building. That's on Highway 19. Okay.
In Missouri.
Yes, that is in Missouri. Thank you, Jeff. Anyway, let's move along here as quickly as we can. Let's go to George in Florida. Hi, George, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Derry. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yes, I would like to know, I want to diversify like half of my 401k into gold and silver. And do you know anything about the British sovereign? I know it's a quarter ounce coin. And is that a good buy?
Yeah, the British sovereign's fine, but be careful. Don't pay a big premium for them. There have been a lot of companies. When we buy them back from people, we just offer them out to the public at wholesale. You want to make sure you're not paying a big premium for them. You shouldn't pay more than 2-3% tops above spot price for the coin. So if you, just for simple math, if gold's $800 and it's a quarter ounce, you should be paying around $206 for them. Nothing more than that. A lot of people are trying to sell them on a premium basis, and you know they have two series of one's called the stones, the other's called the heads. And they both trade at the same price, and they make great coins. They're low quarter ounce coins. If you were to be asking my advice, I would tell you to just go, if you're going to buy bullion products like that, just go with good old fashioned American quarter eagles.
Yeah, I mean, because we hold 401k with J.P. Morgan,
mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling he's getting ready to rape all the 401ks.
Well, you know something? We have a new program at Swiss America. You know, we now, Uncle Sam allows you to put gold in your IRAs, and we're doing a huge amount of business with that. People, most people don't have a clue about it. If you call our offices at 800-289-2646 and just talk to one of the guys and they could advise you on it. You know, take them 5-10 minutes. They can go over your numbers with you real quick and tell you what your options are and the various people that you need to call to get it done.
Okay, appreciate the call, George. Let's I was going to ask you a question. You were talking about the different coins if you're buying bullion. What are those little coins? They're not coins. They appear to be, I've never seen one in person, but I've seen pictures of them. They appear to be about like a domino.
A domino?
Yeah, you know what a domino looks like.
Right, a little square?
Well, they're not square. They're shaped like a domino, but they're a gold coin. Or they're not a coin. They're a gold whatever they are.
You're talking about an ingot.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably talking, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay, you're talking about like Johnson Matthey or Credit Suisse 1 ounce gold wafers. And they come in 1/10 ounce, 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce, 1 ounce. They're like a little mini bullion bar is what they are. They're
yes, yes.
They're actually bullion bars, but they're little small mini little bars. And those are fine. They trade a little bit above spot price again. But you got to remember, any type of bullion product is going to be subject to the issues of the Patriot Act, subject to reporting at the time that you sell it back. I still got to tell you, Derry, I think for the money, low-grade $20 gold pieces and low-grade $2.5, $5, and $10 gold pieces minted prior to 1929, I think are still the best value in the market. They've been exploding in price. Our clients have done incredibly well with them.
And okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's November the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 3,000 head for the annual Winnigan Roundup featuring Angus and Angus Cross calves. Linhart Farms will be selling 500 head of 4 and 5 weight black and black baldies out of new design 878 bulls. Marvin and Monty Reed has consigned a 200 head string weighing from 5 to 600 pounds. John and Denise Simons, Bradley Ayers, and Bruce Crumpacker will each be in with a 100-head string of 5 weights. Other big strings of 5 weights have been consigned by Five Mile Farm. Steve Kilgore, H.D. Moffat, Tom Foe, Dave Pfeiffer, Ronald Brantner, Bobby Craig, Don Moffat, Joel Fields, Larry Allman, Claybrook Farms, Zach Harris, and Larry Bennett. Most all offerings have been white-tagged and many are weaned for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, November 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. You were talking about low-grade $20 gold pieces. Now, and we were talking about the IRS here.
Right.
Do you have to report those as sales?
Well, let me back that up by saying, myself as a dealer, I do not have any reporting requirements on any numismatic coin. However, it is your responsibility as the citizen to report your subsequent gains or your losses appropriately to the IRS, but that's not my responsibility. Like if you're a stockbroker, the stockbroker reports it for you. to the government.
Right.
And so with us, it remains completely private.
Well, would the IRS even know that you had these?
Well, they wouldn't know as a direct result of any paperwork that we keep, because there's no requirements for us to file any filings with the service or any other organization for that matter.
Okay, then you said it would just be a few points over spot. What
yeah.
is spot? How close are we to $800 gold today?
We're about $6 off right now, $7.91. We were $7.96 yesterday. We touched intraday trading yesterday, $800.
Did it?
An ounce, yes, uh-huh. And you know what's interesting, Derry? That's why this gold DVD, this gold 101 DVD that we have, which I talked about during the commercial, is so critical for people to watch right now. I mean, if they just call the office at 800-289-2646, I just had 1,000 more of them. We've already been through 10,000 of these things. They're going like hotcakes. And, I mean, all your people have to do is call the 800 number, and they can get a complimentary copy. And I thought of a perfect word picture to end this program with there.
What's that?
You'll love this. You're worried about the country, and so am I. Imagine the country being a man who's standing on the top of the Empire State Building, and he jumps off, and some guy at the 50th floor sticks his head out the window and says, "How you doing?" And the guy who jumped off the building said, "So far, so good." And he's fine, Derry, till he hits the ground. And that's where we're headed if we're not careful. And I don't mean to make a joke about it, but there's a reality, Derry. We've jumped off a building. We've abandoned our savings. We've abandoned morality. You know the issues that we're dealing with, Derry. You've lived long enough to see them in this country. It's high time we grab ourselves and say no more. We got to straighten this mess out. We, the people, own this place, and it's time we take responsibility and do something about it.
Can Ron Paul change that?
He may well. He may well be changing the entire debate in Washington right now. I mean, nobody better write this guy off. He's got money. Hey, I was driving up the freeway the other day. There are people out there with Ron Paul signs on the freeway. People are mad, Derry. They're sick of their government lying to them. They're sick of their government wasting their hard-earned tax dollars. They want accountability, and it's coming back. But, Derry, there's going to be some financial problems before that happens. That's why I have been begging people for 25 years, 27 years, actually, Swiss America, take 5 or 10%, maybe 15% of your money and diversify into gold. You will be grateful that you did so if what we believe is going to happen happens. And heck, look, gold's doubled or tripled since you and I have been talking, for Pete's sake. So, I mean, it's not only profitable, but more importantly, it's an insurance policy. And, Derry, you wouldn't think to drive your car without insurance, and at the end of the year, you don't get mad if you didn't wreck your car, you're grateful. Let's hope that we all have gold and silver and we never have to use it, and the country gets through the problems. But if we get into a wreck, you're going to need that insurance policy.
How much past $800 do you think gold could go to?
$1,000. I've already been on CNBC and on CNN predicting $1,000 gold. And if you adjust just for inflation, Derry, gold should be $2,200 an ounce. That's why you see oil right now where it is. Adjusted for inflation, oil is about $102 a barrel. I've been predicting $100 barrel oil. You know this, Derry, for 2 years. We're $4 away from that, $5 away from that. You know, everything is adjusting out for inflation. The government has told us we've had no inflation, but the market's telling you we have. That's why gold went from a low of 265 to what it was today, 791. That's why oil went from $8 a barrel in 1998 to 9 years later where it is at $95 a barrel.
And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.